Welcome to the Junk Refund Show, hosted by Alan J. Cook, founder of 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. Have you ever paid those expensive junk removal companies to take away some of your stuff? Only to say to yourself, as a truck drives off down the street, some of that stuff wasn't junk. Did they try to sell it for you and give you some money back? No. Well, now there is a company that can do just that. Listen to our weekly Junk Refund Show on BBS Radio TV to learn how one lady spent $375 on junk removal and got $3,200 back. 1-800-JUNK-REFUND represents the next generation of junk removal. Learn how to not only save your money on junk removal, but how to get some money coming back. Plus, purchase one of our radio vouchers during the show to save even more on your junk removal. Let's get the junk out of your home and out of your life. Now, with your host, Alan J. Cook.
Welcome to the Junk Refund Show, Thursday, August 3rd, 2023. I am thrilled to have as my guest Brad Wood, who is the operator of the Research Row Chick-fil-A operation or restaurant here in Rockville, Maryland. Brad, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Well, we love having you on. I know your time is limited, so you're welcome. I'm a big fan of Chick-fil-A, and I'm a big fan of your operation that you run here, or your store that you run here, because it's nearby to where I work, and so I stop in all the time. I'll tell you two things, Brad, real quick, and then we're going to just ask you a few questions and let you tell us a few things. One of the things I did in preparation for this show was I ordered my Cobb salad, my diet lemonade, and in celebration of having you as a guest, I went with the peach milkshake, and I just finished eating those in your parking lot about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, right. Great. Glad to hear. How was it?
I was fabulous. So I am ready to go.
Okay. Fantastic.
And the other thing I did was to do this show, I came over and I parked in your parking lot kind of on the east side of your building where I'm just watching your drive-up window. And I'm kind of in one of my work trucks. I'm back out of the way. So I am here ready to go. The reason that I wanted to have Chick-fil-A on it and have you on it, which I really appreciate, is because I think there's some magic in your business that makes people feel good. I know it works with me, and I like to take this show to talk about how people can be happier and kind of get the junk out of their life, so to speak, and I think Chick-fil-A does that for people, which is one of the reasons why I keep coming back. Tell people how long you've been involved with Chick-fil-A.
September 27th will be 5 years. Prior to becoming an operator, I was a commercial banker. So I went through the Chick-fil-A training program. It was a two-year process. The selection process is pretty extensive and intense. But we look for the right person, the right personality, and with the gear towards serving. How can you do the best? And that's what we're looking at. So I joined. I was going to retire, and my wife said, after 30-some years of banking, my wife said, no, you're not going to be home bugging me. And we went through the process, and it's been very rewarding, and not just from a financial standpoint, but from the impact we have on young people's lives. It's really, really great.
That's a great answer. I have to tell you, I did a little bit of research about Chick-fil-A as a company, and I read an article where it said that 0.4%, which is less than one-half of 1% of the people that apply to be an operator or a franchise owner at Chick-fil-A get accepted, which means 200 people apply and one person gets it. And you're the one person, which says an awful lot about you that they selected you to do this. I think that's just a fantastic thing. Why do you think, and I'm sure there are a bunch of reasons, why is Chick-fil-A so successful?
part of it is that selection process, and Chick-fil-A actually waits for the right person or selects the right person, and that translates into our hiring practices as well. We are very selective on our hiring process. We just want to make sure we have the right people, it's the right fit. And so it starts with our people. That's where it is. And I can't tell you, I go to local stores around here. Everybody in town knows the Chick-fil-A operator. And nothing makes me feel better than a parent comes to me and says, you know, their son or daughter is now in college, but they've worked for you. And they really loved it, and now we're beginning to get siblings working for us, which is really great. So that's what I think our success is, making sure that we have a great work environment. I actually look at the smiles on my team members' faces when they come in, and that's a big indicator, because if they're not happy, guess what? They're not going to treat our guests as such. So that's our number one thing. Get happy people, like taking care of our guests. And we treat them with respect. And we try and be flexible, especially in this market, this tight job market. But we have a plethora of applications, and we're really great. And it's just because of the environment that we have here. And we have parents recommending children or coming in and saying, we want our son or daughter to work here. And that makes me feel good.
That's wonderful. I noticed on the door today, like an hour ago or something, when I walked in, you've got a we're hiring little poster on the door. And I'm curious, how many people do you have working at this location?
We have a total number of employees of 106. That's a lot. A typical shift runs is 20 to 27 people. But in that 106 now, we have students that go away to college and come back during their spring break and holiday break, and summer. So we have a good, pretty core staff. So I think if we boiled it down, the core is 85. And then that flex staff where we have the students coming back and forth is probably another 20 to 25.
What's the most popular item on your menu?
Waffle fries.
Say that again. Waffle fries?
Our waffle fries. Number one seller.
Do you know how they came up with that concept?
Our fries got to be high.
Yeah, they're good. Pardon? I love them. How did they come up with the concept of waffle fries? Do you know?
I really don't. Not that I'm solid enough to say. And so that's really a follow-up that I'm going to have to get back to you.
Okay. I love them, and I think it's very creative. And one of the reasons, folks, that I admire Brad so much, I've been here on a number of occasions, and more than one time, Brad has been out in the drive-up window line, the first person that greets people in their cars as they pull up the little hill and then turn right to get into the drive-through line. Tell people why you do that. I think that is a brilliant move on your part.
Two things. One, I want our team members to know that on a hot day or a cold day, that the operator's out there, and I appreciate what they're doing. So I'm out there with them, and it gives me one-on-one time with all of my order takers, so they can tell me, hey, Mr. Brad, this is happening, and that's when there's a low. Number two, but I would call it 1 and 1A, would be it gives me a chance to connect with my guests. And it's very nice to be able to say, hello, welcome to Chick-fil-A. And we strive for that walking in our door as our guests, but especially through the drive-thru. I want to have a personal touch through the drive-thru, and it just gives me a real close, like, finger on the pulse of what our guests. And That's just it. I'm a hands-on person. I've always been that in my career, and I just love it. I love positive and constructive feedback, and it makes us better. And people feel better when they're talking to the owner-operator. They say, I'm out there. So, yeah, I'm here. Sometimes I have a little crazy hat I wear. We got one comment. Said, the line is long, but when I see the guy in the hat on, I know I'm going to get through. So that makes me feel good.
Hey, I love your hats. I've seen you out there a few times, and you've got some cool hats. I love them. I think they're fabulous. Yeah. I mean, I think I mentioned to you the Marriott family are actually friends of mine, and one of the principles that Bill Marriott used for decades is called management by walking around. And that's what he did, especially Bill Marriott Sr. When he started, he would go out and just walk around and kind of help people. And I think that is a brilliant technique and a great move, and I think it says a lot about how much you care about your customers. Tell everybody, I think one of the questions Chick-fil-A gets all the time, and one of the things you're known for is that you're closed on Sunday, which I think is a great thing. Can you just explain to everybody why that is and how you feel about that?
Well, our founder, Mr. Truett Cathy, was big on that, you know, we're working hard and everyone should have the day off. Specifically, he is a Christian and the family is, so we looked at that and keeping that value. So it's really a day off for people to rest. Chick-fil-A, this is a pretty busy environment. Everybody, it works for us very well. And quite honestly, we do it, and with just the press that we've received for it, or the reputation that we have, is a light shines brightest when it's off. So that's the way we look at it. We look at our people who need that downtime, and it's great for family or whatever they want to do during that time. And on Monday, we get a really charged and rejuvenated staff, great team, and we're ready, eager to serve our guests.
I think it's a wonderful thing, and I'm a big believer in this. You know, from a religious standpoint, the idea of taking a day of rest, I think, is a great idea. I think personally, your company's been blessed for doing this. I mean, that's one of the reasons. And I looked at some of the statistics, and the per store revenue for a Chick-fil-A franchise dwarfs the per store revenues of Starbucks and Subway and McDonald's combined. Per store, and you're obviously doing something right, and I think it's fantastic what you're doing. I want to know if a Cobb salad. I knew you were my guy because when I come in the restaurant a couple times, you've always been eating a Cobb salad, which is my favorite thing to get at Chick-fil-A. Is that your favorite meal at Chick-fil-A?
I eat everything on our menu. But I've been gaining a little weight here, and I've got a physical coming up, so I'm trying to lose weight. But it is one of my favorites, the salad, and I just love our original sandwich. To tell you the truth, I really do. I think that's a great sandwich. I was eating it when I was in college in North Carolina, and so that's my favorite. But I eat everything on our menu because I want to see what our guests are getting. And I get it.
It's really smart.
Everybody knows when I'm ordering, okay, they're going to say, okay, Mr. Brad's ordering. No, I said, I want to pull it from the chute. Give me one. I said, well, no, because if my guests are getting that, that's what I'm getting. And if it's not up to our standards, we need to change it and start over. So they never know when I get it. Sometimes I get the Cobb salad first thing at 10:30 in the morning. Sometimes I get it at 9:50 at night. I want to make sure that it's consistent quality.
We've got, because I know you've got to run, we got probably 30 seconds left or something.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything else you want to just share with people about Chick-fil-A? Is there anything else you just want to say on the show?
This is a second career for me, and I'm going to tell you, it is the most rewarding thing I've done. More than anything, the impact that we have on young people's lives and to see them develop and to grow into leadership. It is just really amazing. I've got managers here that have been with me from the very beginning, and they're young people. I mean, 18, 19, 20 years old, and they're running a heck of an operation, and they do it better than me. So I guess my secret is for any budding entrepreneur is hire good people, hold them accountable, but more importantly, get out of their way, because I have really smart people here. I get the benefit of being on your show, but they're really smart people that are supporting. And I cannot do it without them, because I tried, and it didn't work.
That's great. Well, listen, thank you so much. I'd love to have you on the show again and just get more updates on how you're doing. Congratulations on your second career, and just keep up the great work. I love what you do as one of the customers, and I appreciate you being on the show. And God bless you and all your wonderful employees for all the good that you do for so many people, including me.
Thank you so very much, Alan, and it's certainly my pleasure.
Thank you. We'll talk to you again. Thanks again, Brad. That's Brad Wood, who is the operator of the Chick-fil-A franchise on Research Row in Rockville, Maryland, right off of 270 exit 6B. I've lived in this area for a long time, many years, and it's a great location. He runs a great operation. He's a great guy, and his employees are fabulous. They're energetic. They're happy. They're kind. They thank you for coming in. Some of these kids, and they're kids, they're, you know, 18, 19 years old. I'm 65. To me, that's a kid. But some of these kids are walking from the drive-up window, you know, around the corner to make a delivery to the next car, to keep the cars coming through as smoothly as possible. And they're happy, and they're kind. And there is a magic, in my opinion, about Chick-fil-A that keeps you coming back. And Brad is a fantastic operator of this particular site. I'll tell you, in a little bit of research that I did, it is common that they only want one operator to have one site. They don't want, you know, franchisees owning eight different sites. They want you focused on one site. And there's a great amount of income is made if you're one of the 0.4% of the applicants who get granted a franchise, and the company has structured it so that as a potential franchisee, you do not have to come up with a bunch of money in order to get a franchise and get started. They will help you out, and I can't emphasize what Brad said more than find good people, let them do their job, and get out of their way. I've had some communications one-on-one with Warren Buffett over the years, and that almost sounds like a Warren Buffett quote of find the right managers, the right people to do the job, get out of their way, support them, and let them do their thing. But he is, I obviously can't speak for him, but he's publicly said that finding the right people is one of the key ingredients to making a business work. And that is, that's happening at Chick-fil-A. I'm going to come back in a few minutes here and tell you a story about something else that happened to me here at this particular Chick-fil-A about 6 months ago. I know that you're familiar with the commercials where, you know, an employee will be dressed in red, will be sitting down on a couch or something, and then they'll have a customer next to them, and then they'll talk back and forth about what that particular employee has done for the customer and how much it meant to the customer. And the customer pretty much just tells the story based on the experience that they had. You know, somebody went out of their way at a drive-up window to help me, or somebody could tell that, you know, I come in every day and they get to know the customers really well. And one day some customer comes in and is not quite as happy as they used to be. And the Chick-fil-A employee says, hey, how are you? And they kind of build a friendship, and they go out of their way to help people feel comfortable in their restaurants. When we come back, I'll tell you a story that happened to me about how Chick-fil-A went out of their way to help me even when they were closed. Now, that's one you haven't seen on TV yet, but this is a great story. So we'll be back in a moment with the Junk Refund Show. We're talking about Chick-fil-A. If you want to call in and just give us a comment about why you like Chick-fil-A so much, we're giving away peach milkshakes in the form of gift cards during the show today. 888-627-6008. Feel free to call in and tell us what you like about Chick-fil-A, and we will reward you with a gift card if we put you on the air here. This is Alan Cook, host of the Junk Refund Show, coming to you live from the Chick-fil-A parking lot in Rockville, Maryland. We'll be back in just a moment on BBS Radio.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Hey, this is Alan Cook at the Junk Refund Show on bbsradio.com. Shout out to our producer, Don Newsom, who does a great job and setting up the show and making sure everything works properly, etc. I am here in the parking lot of Chick-fil-A on Research Row, the Research Row in Rockville, Maryland location, which is my go-to place for lunch. Having just interviewed Brad Wood, who is the operator of this particular franchise and does a fabulous job from everything from hiring the right people to putting this location in the right spot. I don't think there was anything here before they built this location, and he put it in a gem of a spot. And they just they do a terrific job. And I'll come back and tell you as we go through this segment more things that I like about them. One of the things that has kind of connected me to Chick-fil-A is how simple it is to use their app to order your meal. I'll be driving, you know, I have a junk removal business, so I'll be in a truck or driving a truck up and down the freeway next to Brad's operation here, and I'm going 60 miles an hour, and I can pick up my phone, which I've done this many times. Don't tell the police, but I've done this many times. I pick up my phone, hit the Chick-fil-A app. It lets me pick, you know, which location do you want, and the first one that always pops up is my favorite that I keep coming to. And then it says, you know, do you want to go to the menu or do you want to just review your recent orders? It keeps track of my orders so I can go back in and order the same thing again in like two taps of the phone. It keeps track of my payment methods. I don't have to re-enter a credit card. I don't have to give them my PayPal information. They take PayPal, which I love. And so it's all stored. They store the vehicles that I'm in. I've come through in, you know, white trucks, yellow trucks, red trucks, you know, and it allows me to store the vehicle I'm in. So if I'm doing their curbside delivery, I just simply tap on, yeah, I'm in the white truck this time. It stores all that information. So I don't have to keep re-entering it, which makes it easy on me. And today, about an hour ago, when I pulled out of my place to run over to the dump and then to come back over here to Chick-fil-A, on my way to Chick-fil-A, I just pulled that app out, went to my recent orders, tapped on the Cobb salad and the diet lemonade, and in celebration of Brad and the great job he does at this location, I clicked on the peach milkshake as well. Immediately, it pulls up and says, would you like to use your rewards points to pay for the milkshake, which was 800 rewards points? And the milkshake is like $5 and change. Or do you want to use 600 points and pay for your diet lemonade, which is $2.50 approximately? I went, no, let's use the 800 points and pay for the milkshake. So my milkshake was free today. And I picked up the salad, I picked up the diet lemonade, and I picked up the milkshake. And in true American fashion, I went straight to the milkshake and drank that first. And then worked on the salad and other things while I was waiting for the show to start. The Chick-fil-A app, you know, if I could give it 6 stars, I'd give it 6 stars. But I can only give it 5. It is a fabulous app. Whoever designed that has the customer in mind and makes it very simple and easy for you to use, which is one of the reasons you keep coming back. It's so simple and so easy. And if I have a guy working with me that's in the truck with me, it keeps track of the orders I've made when I've got more stuff in for just myself. And so I'll turn to my buddy and go, hey, Warren, do you want another Coke at Chick-fil-A? Yeah, let's do that. So it's easy to do, and I just click it off, and boom, it's done, and it's over. And then this wonderful app tracks where my truck is. So as soon as I get somewhat close to the restaurant, I get a message that says, we've started your order. you know, and just come in and pick up the order. I'm in trucks frequently that are too tall to go through the drive-through. And I like Brad's operation too much to take out one of his, you know, drive-up window things, et cetera, his overhangs. So I stay away from the drive-ups most of the time. But it is such an easy thing to walk in. They call my name out. There's the order. They thank me for coming in. Frequently, when I walk in the door, some employee says, "Welcome to Chick-fil-A." And I know they're talking to me because I'm the guy that just walked in the door. And the place is packed. I've been sitting here for about 45 minutes, maybe almost an hour now, eating my lunch and then doing the radio show, and I'm watching Chick-fil-A, and the cars continue to pull through the drive-up. I'm looking straight at the drive-up right now, and they just keep coming through. I mean, this is a wonderful operation, and hats off to Brad Wood for the way that he's running it, for all the good things that he's doing here. I wish him, you know, all the success in the world as one of his customers and as a friend of his. So let me tell you what else Chick-fil-A does for you. And this is a true story. It happened about 6 months ago. I was dating a girl that I'm in Washington, D.C. area. I was dating a girl who's in Portland, Oregon, 2,500 miles away. And we're not dating anymore, but this was a great story at the time. She's 54 years old. She looks like she's 35 years old. I'm not sure exactly how she does it, but she has this wonderful, youthful look about her, and she's a runner. I've been a runner in my days in the past. I've ran one marathon, two half marathons, maybe a handful of 10Ks, and a boatload of 5Ks. And I'm 65, and she's 54, and she looks 35, and I'm going, dang, I need to look as young as possible here. Well, the first time I flew out to Portland, 2,500 miles, we went out on a, quote, run, quote, which she's accustomed to doing, and I had not been running. She got me back in the running mode, which was a great thing. And so I live just a few miles from where I am here, and I started going out usually at night when it's quiet, there's nobody around, it's a little cooler, and I started running. And I started, you know, walking and running a little bit, kind of ran as far as I felt like I was comfortable running, then I'd walk. And each time that I would come out and run more, I would try and go just a little bit farther. But I didn't, you know, my goal wasn't to come out and run like 3 miles. I figured out there's a 3 mile route that starts out where I live and then ends up where I live. And it's a pretty good route. And I would, you know, I would run, say, let's see if I can make it, you know, up the hill on the way to Chick-fil-A. And I would make it up the hill and then I'd walk down the hill to Chick-fil-A, turn around and walk back. And I just kept adding to that a little bit each time I went out and ran, trying to just see if I could go a little farther and a little farther. So at one point, one night, I left my place around 10 o'clock, and I came out and I started running down towards Chick-fil-A. And I will come down to here, I'll turn right, and then I'll go up this street for, let's say, another mile, and then I'll turn right, and I'll go another mile, and I'll get back home to be about 3 miles. And I always would run, but then at the end, I would leave myself plenty of time to just walk and, you know, they say cool down and stuff like that after you're exercising. So I come out one night, I head down here by Chick-fil-A, and my body, to be specific, my bladder, somewhere when about the time I got to Chick-fil-A, my bladder basically said, I need some attention. And I came, and then it came back to me like 30 seconds later and said, no, seriously, I need some attention. And I realized I need to find a restroom, and I need to find a restroom fast. Now, it didn't happen like that to me when I was 35, but when you're 65, and even if you're in pretty good health and shape like I am from all the physical work I do, my body was just going, you need to find me a bathroom, you need to find it fast. And I went, okay, that's something I can't ignore. Well, it's probably 10:15. I take out my phone, I Google the hour, I Google the Chick-fil-A to see what their hours are. They close at 10. So there is, to the left of Chick-fil-A, about maybe a quarter of a mile down the road, maybe not quite that far, there's a Shell gas station. So I came down past the Chick-fil-A, looked left, and went, okay, that's a Shell station. But to me, based on how I was feeling in my midsection, that Shell station looked like it was, you know, 12 miles away to me. And so I started kind of walking towards there and realized after about 30 paces, I don't think I'm going to make it to the Shell station. Now, that's a really funny, strange feeling, but your body doesn't lie. And I ran 9 miles one time a few years ago over the local track, and at the end of running those miles, that's 36 laps of a track, at the end of running those 9 miles, guy who's playing basketball with his buddies at 11 o'clock at night comes over to me and says, "Hey, tell me, how do you get to be a really good runner like you are?" Right? And I didn't consider myself to be a really good runner, but I had just run 9 miles. And he said, "Tell me what's your, you know, how do you do it? What's the secret?" And the first thing out of my mouth, I said, "Listen to your body. Your body's, you know, straining and needs a break. Give it a break." And that situation came into play all of a sudden at about 10:15 at night. Chick-fil-A is the closest place that I know of that's got a bathroom, and I needed one quick. So they have some steps here cut into the hill that comes up to the parking lot of Chick-fil-A. I come up the steps. I go over to the front of Chick-fil-A where they have some dumpsters. There's a young guy dumping some trash outside into one of the dumpsters. I went up to him. I said, "Hey, excuse me. I said, I know you guys are closed, but I wondering, can I use your restroom?" And he looks at me like, and he says, "Do you need to go pretty bad?" I said, "Yeah, I do." He goes, "Well, we're closed." And I said, "I know, but you're the closest place here. I thought I would ask." And he says, "Tell you what, come with me." And he walks me over to the front door. Now, this is a young guy, 19, 20 years old, something like that. Walks me over to the front door, knocks on the front door, which is locked. The manager at the time comes to the door. And through the door, the young guy said, "This guy needs to go to the bathroom really bad. Can we let him in?" And immediately, the other young manager said, "Of course." And he unlocks the door. And I walk into Chick-fil-A, go straight to the bathroom. I sit down in the bathroom, and all of a sudden, I'm back in heaven again. Everything's right with the world again. And I sat there, and I just went, "Thank God for Chick-fil-A." You know, and thank heavens this didn't hit me on a Sunday, for heaven's sakes. But thank God for Chick-fil-A. And my body said thank you. My mind said double thank you. And I came out of there. I thanked these guys for letting me in after hours. And I walked out. And when I later bumped into Brad, I told him a little bit about this story. And I said, "You know, you guys are amazing. You guys help people even when you're closed." And he got a big kick out of that. So if you ever see me on a Chick-fil-A TV commercial with a young guy who let me in the door when my body needed to get inside of a door, there's the background story for you. So I'm interested if you're listening live and you have a good story about Chick-fil-A, or even if you want to just call us up and tell us what your favorite thing to eat at Chick-fil-A is or what your last experience was like at Chick-fil-A, call 888-627-6008. Again, it's 888-627-6008, and share your experience at Chick-fil-A, and I'll turn around and send you a Chick-fil-A gift card, which will allow you to go in and pick up one of these amazing shakes, or whatever else you want to get. That's obviously your choice. So I've got to tell you, and you probably know this from the news, I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C. area, and yes, you guessed it, former President Trump is being indicted today in downtown Washington, D.C. So speaking of fast food restaurants and places where you can get drinks, like the Chick-fil-A Peach Milkshake or their Diet Lemonade, which I have some sitting right here in my truck with me that I keep sipping on every once in a while, the creative folks in Washington, D.C., the bars and restaurants have created some specials in honor of Donald Trump being indicted today. I think this is the third time. I'm just looking at an article here. It's another arraignment hearing today in Washington, D.C. It's his third indictment since 2016. My point here isn't to bring up a political discussion. My point is to bring up the creativity of restaurants and bars in this area who know how to keep up with current trends. There is a Midland Beer Garden in Parkview. I don't know where Parkview is. Obviously, it's in the Washington, D.C. area. It has a special called, and this is a quote, "When it arrains, it pours," quote. $5 Mermaid Pilsner special starting at 3 p.m. and going all night. Again, when it arrains, it pours. Now, that's pretty brilliant. There's a place called Sticky Fingers Diner on 8th Street Northeast. Has an all-day, quote, grab 'em by the peach, quote, special. A peach slushy and peach brown sugar cupcake combo for $12. Now, Capitol Hill's Fight Club has multiple specials to commemorate the third indictment of the, quote, traffic cone of treason, quote. There's the Mr. quote, Mr. Smith came to Washington, very creative, quote, a wry riff on an orange crush, and, get this one, quote, third time's the charge, quote, which is vodka, raspberry, rosemary, and lemon, and one more for you, the, quote, co-conspirator number one, R. Giuliani, quote, a new, in quotes, N-E-W, York sour with mezcal, all for $12. Now, what I just read to you came from Washingtonian.com. I'm not making this up, but hats off to the creative people in Washington in the business world who are looking at current events and going, hey, how could we capitalize on this one? And congratulations to them for their creativity. Anyway, we've got big stuff happening in Washington right now, which is not uncommon. I think 46% of all the national news around the country comes out of Washington on a regular basis. So we're accustomed to being under the cameras out here and having people look at us. It's just the way it is because of where we live. But that's so be it. That's the way it is. I will tell you, in the junk removal business, this idea of coming up with a special in a timely manner paid off for us this month when I came up with a special to commemorate the 4th of July. I'll tell you, I'll start to say a little bit about this. We'll take another break in a couple of minutes, and then I'll come back and tell you some more about it. But I wanted to do something for the 4th of July. Those of you who are in business, if you look at the upcoming holidays and you can come up with a clever way to catch the public's attention in commemoration of a holiday, it will probably pay you well. I wanted to do something for the 4th of July. And so when we get hired to clean out a house, you know, somebody passed away, the kids want to sell a house, it has to have all the stuff taken out of it. They've already gone through and taken what they want, which usually isn't too much stuff. And there's a bunch of stuff still left in the house. You have to get it cleared out so the realtor can put the house up for sale, take some nice clean pictures of the house. Typically, when we do that, it's going to take 4 to 6 12-foot box truck loads of stuff to get that job done. A 12-foot box truck is the size truck you'd rent at Home Depot if you went to clean out, you know, grandma's garage on the weekend or something. That's the standard size we use for measurements in our business. Well, the average between 4 and 6 is 5. 5 of those truckloads, we sell a truckload for $695. 5 of those is $3,500. But to commemorate the 4th of July, I made 6 house or office cleanouts available for up to 5 truckloads of stuff for $1,776, which is half price. And I advertised it on our website, and I advertised it on Facebook, and we've sold 5 of them so far, and we've actually completed 3 of the jobs. One of the jobs, the first one that was purchased in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, which is only about 45 minutes from Bethesda, which is where we're headquartered. The second one was purchased in, I have to always pause just to make sure I get this city correct, Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, which is about 100 miles north and a little west of Chicago. The third one was purchased in Arlington Heights, Chicago. The fourth one was purchased in Hickory, North Carolina. The fifth one was purchased in, I can't remember the name of the city, about 40 minutes north of Des Moines, Iowa, and there's still one left. And so people will Google us or they'll see a Facebook ad all around the country and they'll buy these specials, and it's like a Groupon. You pay for it in advance, and then you come and you do the job. So with that as a lead-in, I'll tell you a little bit more about how these jobs have gone, but the point is we have one left, and then we're going to turn around and run a Labor Day special. So you're listening to the Junk Refund Show on bbsradio.com. We'll be back in a few moments. I'm your host, Alan Cook, and we're talking today about Chick-fil-A and the wonderful place that it is. We'll be back in just a second.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Hey, we're back at the Junk Refund Show. This is Alan Cook, your host. I'm the founder of 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. You can check us out at 1-800-JUNK-REFUND.com. That's like a phone number with no dashes in it, 1-800-JUNK-REFUND.com. The word refund is in the name because we do something different than all the other junk removal businesses. We take your good stuff that we haul away because not all junk is junk. That's my little phrase I coined, but we take your good stuff, and if we think someone else might buy it, based on 20 years of secondhand selling of stuff, we put it up for sale. And if somebody does buy it, you get 35% of the sales price. So you get refunds coming back. So before the break, I was talking about a special that we did, and we have, if there's somebody around the country listening that needs to get a house cleaned out or an office cleaned out, and it might take somewhere around 5 truckloads of stuff, or even if it'll only take 3 or 4, I have one of my original 6 house clean-out specials that I did for the 4th of July still available. They're sold on a first-come, first-served basis. You can go to our website and look for the page that just says 1776 on it and click on that. We've sold 5 of them so far. The first one was in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. We did that job about 3 weeks ago. The second one was sold in Wisconsin, Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, which is about 100 miles north of Chicago. So I flew about 2 weeks ago today, as a matter of fact, 2 weeks ago today, I think it was, I flew into Chicago that morning, rented a pickup truck at the Chicago O'Hare Airport, drove about 100 miles north, met a lady basically out in this gorgeous farm country of Wisconsin. And she took me to a storage unit that's kind of out by itself in the middle of farmland. And it was a 10 by 30, I think, storage unit. And I cleaned it out over the course of the next couple of days. Two of the things we found in that storage unit are worth noting. And by the way, you can watch the video. I think it's called Winning in Wisconsin. It's on my YouTube channel, 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. You can watch the video that I made of this job. Two things that I noticed right off the bat, because I'm in Wisconsin, I'm in Green Bay Packers territory. So there was a transparent bin, you know, one of those plastic bins that's like 3 feet long and 2 feet wide, and you put stuff in it, then you put the lid on it to haul stuff around. One of those had Packers stuff in it, including an Aaron Rodgers jersey. So as I emptied that out, and I asked the lady, as she's standing there with her son-in-law, you know, I said, is there anything in here that you want? And she goes, nope, we've been through it. Most of it's my husband's stuff. I just need to get it cleared out. I don't want to pay the storage unit bill anymore. I thought, okay. So we go through. So the Packer stuff I put in the back seat of the pickup truck in a little box because I've got a nephew out in San Diego that loves Aaron Rodgers, especially when he was a Green Bay Packer. I don't know how he feels about him now. He's a New York Jet, but that's you know, another story. But I kept some of this Packers stuff in a little box. And as I found more things like Christmas ornaments or scarves or whatever, I would stick them in this little box. So, but the other thing I found in one of the bins, there were some maybe 3 or 4 inches long, 2 or 3 inches wide, half inch high cardboard boxes that you would store a commemorative coin in. You know how you take a nice coin, you put it inside of a plastic container kind of thing. There's a bit sleeve or whatever we'd call that. and then you put that inside of a box. It's almost like a glorified jewelry box. In one of those containers, there are about seven of those. And so I opened them up and looked at them, and one of them looked like a gold coin, and a couple of them were silver, and there was another, I don't know what you call it. I just can't think of the word, but it's the plate that you use to run a $100 bill with in a certain year. And all these had certificates of authenticity. I took all those, and I stuck them in the cab of the truck, in the middle of the truck, down in the little cubby hole that you rest your right elbow on if you're driving or something. I just stuck them in there. We finished the job. Everything went great. I left on Saturday to drive 300 miles. Well, I had to drive 100 miles back to Chicago. Then I drove another 300 miles from there to get to a place called Nauvoo, Illinois, which is a famous Mormon community that was created by members back in the 1800s of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. They built a beautiful temple there. Then persecution arose like it did in Missouri, and they were driven out of that city. They turned it from a swampland into this gorgeous city and one of the most popular, fastest-growing cities in Illinois. That created political pressure and other concerns, and they were driven out of there, and they went out to Salt Lake City and now become one of the world's most successful churches. But that's not what this episode is about. My daughter from Utah is out performing with her new husband in a musical pageant at that site throughout the summer. So I drove down Saturday afternoon, 300 miles, got there, and watched the two of them perform Saturday night. Sunday, I connected with her again, and we went around and saw some of the historical stuff in the area. And she, I told her about some of the stuff I'd found in Wisconsin, and she said, my husband, Jake, and his dad are massive Green Bay Packers fans. Now, I had sent a text message to my nephew in San Diego back on Thursday and said, hey, I took a picture of the Aaron Rodgers jersey, and I know he likes Aaron and he likes those jerseys. And I said, are you interested in this? But I didn't hear from him. He's in the Navy. It turns out he was out at sea on a nuclear sub. So I didn't hear from him. So I find out that my son-in-law and his dad are massive massive Green Bay Packers fans. And so I said, hey, have I got something for you? And I just took my daughter over to the truck, pulled out the box of stuff, including the Aaron Rodgers jersey, and said, here, give this to him. And she went nuts. Oh, he's going to love it. Oh, she was so excited. He's going to love it. So I'm, you know, there we go. That was fun to kind of give to my new son-in-law and his family. So that was exciting. But now when I came back after that, on Monday morning, I started a job in Chicago, and I drove by this little place. It was a coin shop. And I went, hey, I've got these coins in here. I should go see what they're worth. I took them in. The guy thumbs through them, and he points to one of them. He opens it up, and he says, this is a quarter-ounce gold coin. He said, gold's at $1,900 an ounce. This coin alone is worth $500. And he goes through the others, and he's writing down numbers on a little scrap sheet of paper. And he looks at me, he goes through them, and he goes, $650. We'll give you $650 for these coins. And I went, sold. And so the amazing thing in my business is that you can go out and spend an hour filling up a 12-foot box truck and charge somebody $600 or $700 for that. Or you can walk into a coin dealer with six little boxes in one hand, give them to them, and in 10 minutes they give you $650. So it's not the quantity of stuff that you haul that is the trick in our business. It's the quality of the stuff that you haul that makes all the difference in the world. The great thing to the people in Wisconsin is that they get 35% of that $650. And that's why the word refund is in our name. So that's a great story. Everybody else, all the other junk removal companies, either would have just tossed it and it would have gone into a landfill, or that if they had looked at it and taken the time to look at it, the drivers would have gone, hey, this could make me some extra money. And the drivers would have kept it and cashed it in, and the people in Wisconsin would have no idea that they had some valuable coins in their collection. And the people have no idea what happened to the stuff, because nobody's looking out for you to try to make you some extra money. But we try to do that. And so in this case, it's, $250 or something, return that goes back to the people in Wisconsin for some coins that I don't think they even knew were in there. We have cleaned out houses before and found $1,800 in the house. And the son who hired us to clean out his recently passed away mother's home, recently meaning a few years earlier, and no one had lived in the home for a couple of years, the son came to us and said, there's three things I want from the home, and that's it. I want the yellow aluminum ladder down in the basement. I want the baseball card collection in my old room. And I want the, can't remember what the third thing was. Let's just say my mother's black coat that's hanging in her closet, whatever that third thing was. And I went, okay. Well, we took everything else. Well, included in the everything else category is $1,800 cash that we found when we took books down off of the bookshelf over the fireplace in the front room, and $20 bills fell out of the books. Or we went into the mother's master bedroom, and you know, I found $180 cash hidden in one pair of shoes. And an amazing thing happens when you start finding cash in a house. That turns the job. It really changes a few things. All of a sudden, you start to go, "Oh my gosh, how much is here?" And I better be checking every coat pocket that I go through. But anyway, we try to look out for it, and we found $1,800. And at that point, it's an interesting dilemma. Do I say anything to the son that we found this money? Well, the public screams out and says, well, of course you do. Okay. Do I give any of it to the employees who found the money and were honest enough to tell me that they found it? Because they could have found the money as they're cleaning out one bedroom and I'm cleaning out another one. They could have pocketed hundreds of dollars and not said anything to me, and I'd have no idea. Do I reward them for being honest and telling me they found something? What about my company? Do we get anything as a result of being honest with the guy, and we're the ones that found the money when he told us, take everything except those three things, and that money is not one of the three things? Okay, so what do you do? Well, honesty is the best policy, right? I mean, we've heard that all for decades. So I called the guy up. I said, hey, listen, I don't know if you know this or not, but there was some cash in this house that we had found. We found $1,800. I said, here's my suggestion. I've got employees here who would love to get some of this as a bonus for being honest and telling me that they found it, which they could have just pocketed and not say anything about it. Our company should probably get something just because we found it and we're telling you about it because you know it's here, and you should get something because I don't think you knew it was here, but it's your house and you're the one who hired us. I said, how about we give you $600, we give the company $600, we give the employees $600. Does that sound fair to you? And this wonderful guy said, yeah, that's fine. He said, in fact, just take my $600 and apply it towards what I owe you for the clean out. So there you go. So, you know, honesty is the best policy. It's a great way to go, and we should all be trying to do perhaps a little bit better in that area. One of the things I haven't, let me go back to the Chicago job. We did that job and finished that up. There are two videos that you can watch on my YouTube channel. The channel is 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. One of them is called Winning in Wisconsin, which will show you what the job was like in Wisconsin. And the second one is called Cashing in Chicago. And that shows you what we did with the job in Chicago. And I've learned to just make little videos of these jobs that we go out and do anytime I think there's something interesting there and put it up on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, and you'll be notified of all the latest ones we put up. But these stories are just fascinating stories because we don't know what we're getting into, and we don't know what's going to happen. I was cleaning out the storage unit in Wisconsin, and I'm a golfer, and all of a sudden I hear tee shots being hit out in this abandoned cornfield, basically, with no corn anymore, just deserted farmland, which is next to me, just vacant land. But I swear I'm hearing some guy hit his driver off of the tee. You know that sound, you know, when somebody's hitting golf shots. So I walked a couple of storage units down to the corner, and sure enough, here is a guy who, I don't know if he works for the storage facility or if he has a unit at the storage facility, but he is out there with his driver practicing his drives, his golf shots, hitting balls off into God knows where, Wisconsin. There isn't a fairway. There aren't sand traps. There are no greens. This is just vacant land, had a bunch of cement that was kind of, and dirt and weeds and all that crap. He's just launching these golf shots off into the distance And he's not going to go retrieve the balls. He doesn't care about that. He just wants a place to hit golf balls. And so he is peppering the vacant land around there with golf balls. And so I filmed him. I asked him, hey, it's okay if I put you on here. He goes, yeah. So I film him from behind as he gets ready to hit the golf shot. And the very first golf shot he hit, he flubbed it. And it went right into this mat, this little a tarp kind of thing that was standing up about 2 feet high that was off to his right. And sure enough, he went, which is the sound of a golf shot, and then it went funk into the mat instantly right after that. And then he looks back at me over the shoulder like, you caused that one because you put me on film. Then he hit a couple more, and they went screaming off out into the distance. But it's just really kind of fun. It's an adventure to go do these jobs. And the next one of these is going to be in, I'm going to say, Des Moines, Iowa. It's a small town north of Des Moines, 40 minutes north of there, where we're going to go clean out some stuff. I'll be doing that next week, so I'll make a video on that one. And then the week after that, I go to Hickory, North Carolina, which sounds like the perfect place where you'd make North Carolina famous furniture, doesn't it? Hickory, North Carolina. They got to have some really cool furniture manufacturing shops in Hickory, North Carolina. But I'll be going down there to clean out a house down there, and that will be our fourth and fifth of our July 4th specials. And we still have one more, $1,776. You go to our website. You look up the page. It says 1776. I don't care where you are in the country. You can buy it. It will notify us that you bought it. We don't charge you to travel to come and do the job, because you could hire a local company and they wouldn't charge you for travel. And we come and we do the job, and we're really good at economically getting a job done for you. A quick shout out to Wyndham Hotels, because I tend to stay at Wyndham Hotels a lot. I get points there, you know, for staying there. And then I use those points to book additional nights. So when I go on the road to do these jobs, I never really have any hotel costs. It's all just done with points, which is great. Now, speaking of points, I had a guest on a few weeks ago named Lennon Ledbetter. You should Google that name if you want to learn about a guy who's made an awful lot of money in the multi-level marketing or network marketing industry. He introduced me to a concept called a Transact card. You can go to Transact Card DMV, like Dave Michael Victor, stands for District, Maryland, and Virginia. That's a Facebook page that I set up, and you can read a little bit about Lennon and about this thing. But an interesting thing that's happening, if you're looking for a way to make some extra money, this is one you might want to look at. It costs you $495 to set up your own digital branch banking office. Basically, that's your sign-up cost to be part of the Transact community. It's like you get your own little digital branch bank where you can then tell other people about your debit card that you have to offer, and if they sign up, you get paid for them signing up, and you get paid whenever they use their card. Now, when you think about this, this is kind of interesting, because Jack Canfield, probably America's most successful coach or personal training coach, author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul books, and I think he sold 500 million books now. I think his name's on over 250 books, actually, around the world. He speaks at conventions, and a lot of the conventions he gets asked to speak at are network marketing, you know, Amway kind of conventions. And he just talks about the quality of the people that you meet, the energy that you get at a convention, how attorneys are doubling their income by getting involved in some kind of a separate business on the side. And this is one that is interesting to look at, because in the year 2020, $188 billion, that's with a B, like Baker, billion Visa card transactions were done around the world. That is 6,000 transactions per second, which means in a one-hour radio show like I've just done, somewhere around 22 million Visa transactions have occurred since I've been on the air. And the question is, did you make any money on any of those transactions? And the answer is no. But if you set up a digital branch office, you get paid on the Visa transactions that the people below you that you brought into this have created, and it goes down 10 levels. 10 levels, folks, is 56,000 people. So, anyway, it's something to check out and take a look at. You can also look at it at Alan Cook, mytzt.com, and you'll get the link that tells you more about it. But anyway, that's another thing that's available. Lennon was on a few weeks ago, and that guy's made a boatload of money. He's a high school buddy of mine over the years for things that he's done. So there's a little way to get some junk out of your life, out of your financial life. I want to thank Brad Wood, my guest earlier on the show, the operator of Chick-fil-A at Research Row in Rockville, Maryland, for telling us about how to have a successful Chick-fil-A franchise. Go to Chick-fil-A and just get the peach shake. You can thank me later. Special thanks to Don Newsom, the producer of the show. We'll be back next week with another edition of the Junk Refund Show. We've got Karen Rawlings, one of the top realtors in the Washington, D.C. area, is my guest on the show next week, and she's going to teach you and tell you all the things to look for if you're getting ready to sell your house, what you should do, what you should not do, etc. Great lady, one of the best realtors in the Washington, D.C. area. Thanks again for listening to the Junk Refund Show on bbsradio.com. Have a great week, and make sure you stop in at Chick-fil-A and get a peach shake. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Junk Refund Show, the longest-running junk removal radio show on the air. Join us next week as we discuss innovative ways to declutter your home, your business, and your life using 20 years of junk removal experience. Find out why we give out free ice cream gift cards to our clients, too. In upcoming shows, we will explore how to get the junk out of your relationships, your spiritual life, your waistline, even your travel life. Plus, call in with questions and situations you would like some help with. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we are committed to bringing the next generation of junk removal, because not all junk is junk. See you next week on the Junk Refund Show, every Thursday afternoons at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on BBS Radio TV.